The news, in touch with your world, I'm Dane Bysime. Good afternoon. Residents and businesses that use prepaid meters still left frustrated, and Mugabe calls out Trump. Residents and businesses that use prepaid meters are frustrated that they are still without electricity. This comes after Centlink spokesperson Lele Mamatu said the system has been offline from a power failure in the city on Sunday, which prevents residents from buying electricity tokens. The areas affected are Mangaung Metro, Mokare Local Municipality, and the Gariep District and Mantsopa Local Municipality.
Very bad because you spend more expenses because we are paying money for the municipality. So when this electricity is off, we have to spend more to buy paraffin. And some of us, we don't have paraffin stove, you see. And the fridges is expensive. The food is getting rotten.
Mamatu urges people that are affected to use their electricity sparingly until they get the problem solved. He says any allegations concerning Eskom are untrue.
You spend more.
Eskom. No, we don't owe Eskom a cent. This is just a pure system failure that happened, and we are working to get it solved.
Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe has reportedly warned President Donald Trump that no country should monopolize ownership of nuclear weapons after the US leader threatened to totally destroy North Korea last week. Mugabe said this on Monday following his arrival in Harare from New York, where he attended the 72nd ordinary session of the United Nations General Assembly. Trump stunned UN watchers on Tuesday last week by threatening to totally destroy North Korea, describing its leader Kim Jong-un as Rocket Man. But according to the state-owned Herald newspaper, while addressing his ZANU-PF party supporters who gathered to welcome him back, Mugabe maintained that all nations were equal before the international law and that no country should be allowed to bully others on the basis of its military might. An international survey conducted about young people's perceptions on contraception has shown more South Africans are not using contraceptives and are having unprotected sex. The SABC reports over 200 people in South Africa participated in the survey, and about 56% of people, a medical advisor at Women's Health and Radiology at Bayer, Tina Fisser, says they have had unprotected sex and are not using contraceptives. She says that people must have discussions with healthcare professionals to find contraceptives that work for them. She adds this will help curb unwanted pregnancies as well as STI. Today marks the 10th annual World Contraception Day. Your weather for today: in the Free State, it'll be fine and warm to hot. In the Northern Cape, very hot with temperatures in Upington expected to reach the upper 30s. In the Northwest, fine and hot. And in your financial indicators, a dollar costs R13.32, a pound R17.96, and a euro R15.87. The top story at this hour: Free State residences and businesses that use prepaid meters are frustrated that they are still without electricity. You can reach us by tweeting your lead with the hashtag OFMNews to @OFMNews9497.